beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 1073 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian officials continue pushing for increased aid and new supplies of ammunition. Russia, meantime, continues its advances as well.
Ukrainian forces withdraw from the city of Avdiivka, with Russia claiming its biggest battlefield gain in months. One Ukrainian commander saying that they did not have enough manpower or shells to hold off the Russian assault.
ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz in Kyiv. This Saturday will mark 2 years since Russia first invaded Ukraine. Israel ordering new evacuations from parts of Gaza City as UNICEF says 1 in 6 children in northern Gaza is suffering from malnutrition. Arab nations putting to a vote a UN resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, knowing it will be vetoed by the U.S. The rain still pounding Southern California, courtesy of an atmospheric river bringing downpours, strong winds, and the threat of mudslides. This is ABC News. The fight over new immigration laws in Texas, now in the hands of a federal judge.
The new statute allows local police to arrest people they believe are in the country illegally and to send them to Mexico. Hispanics fear being singled out for being Hispanic, but East Texas Sheriff Larry Smith says,
we're not going to profile.
But at the same time,
we are going to enforce the statutes that are enforceable put forth by our lawmakers in Austin.
The courts previously have held that enforcing immigration law is strictly a federal function. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
European regulators are investigating TikTok over what they're calling the app's addictive design, at issue whether it breaks a new law aimed at protecting children. And schools across the country have a substitute problem. With fewer people entering education, many schools have chronic trouble finding subs. The New York Times says one district in Iowa typically can't even cover half of its teacher sick calls. Some districts trying to tempt subs with pay of up to $50 an hour. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlen. Wisconsin's legislative map saga reached a conclusion. At the Capitol Monday, Democratic Governor Tony Evers signed the maps he submitted. were passed last week by the Republican-controlled legislature. Those new maps will be in place for the fall elections. Speaking of elections, local city council and school board races will have their primary elections today. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says voting in them will decide who will be on the final ballot in April. You can find out if you have an election and what your ballot looks like online at myvote.wi.gov. And the Wisconsin Lottery announced a couple big winners in the state over the weekend. The lottery says a winning $350,000 super cash ticket from Sunday's drawing was purchased at a Menominee Falls convenience store, while a winning $150,000 ticket from Saturday's Powerball drawing was sold at a Quick Trip in Toma. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobuson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobuson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobuson terminal near you.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Cobuson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Cobuson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Cobuson. Visit Cobuson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobuson terminal near you.
Young men and women, eager to acquire practical business experience, often find it in the FFA. Each year, thousands of high school students across America learn entrepreneurship by growing their own businesses from scratch.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Congratulations, FFA members, on National FFA Week. This FFA salute is being brought to you by Compere Financial.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing with Compere Financial.
So we're offering a zero down payment option to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Typically, at average, the minimum down payment on a house is 5%. Even that 5% of that purchase price can be a lot. So when you're able to do that, leaves room for, you know, our clients and potential clients not having to wipe out their savings. We are excited to now offer this first-time homebuyer product here at Compere. Inflation is very real. Things cost more, and it's just been harder for our clients to save. So we're offering this financing product to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Get a hold of us online at compere.com/FTHB or 844-426-6733.
Listen to the full podcast at compere.com/homesweethome.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today as the surge of warmth strikes. Highs will climb into the upper 40s and flirt with 50 degrees today. That'll also happen tomorrow and Thursday with bright and beautiful skies and winds a bit breezy today. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Coming up, we're going to be chatting with the folks from the Mondovi FFA on this National FFA Week. We're going to do that next. First, here's Faith Hill. This is Wild One. It's 9:08.
They said, change your clothes. She said, no, I won't. They said, comb your hair. She said, some kids don't. And her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said, you can't leave. She said, yes, I will. They said, don't see him. She said, his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said, you can be anything you want to be. She's a wild one running free. She loves rock and roll. They said it's Satan's time. She thinks that
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. It's FFA week. We're going to be chatting with the Mondovi FFA today. And thank you to our FFA week sponsors, including Martin Transport of Mondovi, SFB, Security Financial Bank, O'Galley Cheese Factory, Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, and Compeer Financial. And joining us this morning is Aubrey Marsalek. She is president of the Mondovi FFA. And we're going to find out a little bit about Mondovi FFA and some of the things they are doing over the last year. And Aubrey, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, first, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. I'm Aubrey Marsalek. I'm a senior at Mondovi High School, and I have been active in FFA for about 6 years now. I have served also as the secretary as well as the reporter, and I'm very excited to be serving as the president this year.
What made you decide to join FFA?
I really enjoyed being surrounded by agriculture in the Mondovi community. So when I took my first agriculture class in middle school, I was really excited to be in the ag room. And then my freshman year, my ag advisor, Miss White, actually pushed me to not only join FFA and be involved, but apply to be an officer, and the rest is history.
What do you like best about FFA?
My favorite part about FFA is getting to work as a team to not only teach the community about our leadership skills as well as agriculture, but also teach our peers and younger generations about agriculture and what they can do to be involved.
Talking with Aubrey Marsalek, president of the Mondovi FFA this morning. It is FFA week. So, Aubrey, do you live on a farm or you live in town?
I do not live on a farm. I do live in town. I used to live on a farm for a brief couple of years, but since about the age of three, I've been in town.
So, we always talk about this. FFA is not just for kids on the farm, and you're living proof of that.
I am. FFA is a really good opportunity for not only kids who do live on the farm, who can share their experiences and their skills with those who don't, but also a great opportunity to learn the skills and also learn leadership skills, public speaking skills, really good things to learn.
So let's talk a little bit about the chapter. What are some of the things that the chapter does as a group together throughout the year?
So we like to start off our year with an officer training, which is really just getting to know each other and getting to plan events. A lot of times that involves a fun little trip. Like, we went to some cabins this summer, and that was a lot of fun. Some other things we do, we have an open house, which involves the rest of the school. We get to have a fun little grill out, and then we have some games, stuff like that. We also, during our FFA week, we like to have Ag Olympics, so we get to involve the rest of the school with that, as well as a staff breakfast where we get to treat the staff members.
That's right. This is the chapter that feeds the teachers. Now, what's on the menu for the staff breakfast this year?
We're doing pancakes and some fruit, some bacon and sausage, and of course, coffee.
Yeah, teachers need a lot of that. Do you get help with, the home ec teacher? Does she help out with some of that, or you guys just do all this on your own?
This is all FFA, just our officer team and a couple of members who like to brave the early morning.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, community-wise, though, the FFA does a lot of stuff out in the community. Tell us about that.
One of our big community events is our spring breakfast, where we get up early again on a Sunday morning. We make pancakes, eggs, bacon, sausage, and we let the entire community come into the egg shop and enjoy breakfast with us.
Now, for this spring, do you know when that's scheduled?
I believe we're tentatively talking April, beginning of April, hoping the weather is a little bit nicer this year.
Talking with Aubrey Marsalek, she is president of the Mondovi FFA this morning. So you have the breakfast. Do you do some other things as well to help out? Do you volunteer to help with community members with chores or things like that? What are some of the other things you like to do?
A lot of the time we do like to help with the dairy breakfast as the summer rolls around. We also do a Food for America Day, which is more for the elementary students, where we bring them out to our fairgrounds and we run them through stations, teaching them about livestock, equipment, and produce.
I know that some of the other local chapters, they do that Ag Day, and a lot of time it's for middle school students, but you guys do the elementary kids? How do they? Boy, I'll tell you what, I've taught fourth grade
JA class, junior achievement class. That's like herding cats with fourth graders. So how is this with the elementary kids when they're out at the fairgrounds?
We actually bring kindergarten through fifth grade out. We have them out there all day. It's usually chilly too, so that always is always an adventure. We separate them by grade, and we have different stations based off of different animals. So we'll have actual live animals. We'll have cows, horses, sheep. We have donkeys usually. We like to bring in tractors, combines, stuff like that. And then we like to do pumpkins too since it's fall. And we have, this is not just an officer activity. This is a full FFA activity that we can't do ourselves. And we have everyone teach about stuff that they know and stuff that they have learned so that the younger generations can get involved right away.
I would think that the elementary school teachers like this because they can kind of do some lessons plans around what the kids all saw.
They do like this. This is a very chaotic day for them, of course, as you can imagine. But they really love to see the kids get to learn about something that maybe they don't get to learn about every single day, especially in a community like this, so agriculturally based.
Talking with Aubrey Marsalek, she is president of the Mondovi FFA. Now, for the chapter, I'm assuming you go to the state convention. Have you traveled to national?
We do travel to the national convention every year. We usually take just about everyone on the officer team. It's always super fun. We like to do a lot of tours over there. This year we actually went to the Louisville Slugger Museum. We went zip lining in the caverns in Louisville as well. And we also went to the rodeo this year.
Are there other chapter members or other members of FFA from around the country? Do they say, you sound like you're from Canada?
Oh, they always ask us if the cheese is really as good as we say it is every year. It's always a given.
Oh, I like that. So what are your future plans?
My future plans are actually to attend CVTC with an associate's degree in animal science, and then I would like to work in the field a little bit, get some experience, and then head back to River Falls for ag education and be an agriculture teacher.
Really? So would you like to maybe take over for Miss Sakura down the road?
I would love to come back to Mondovi. That would be a dream of mine. I think the community is really great, and this is my home, so I think it would be a lot of fun.
Well, and obviously with what you want to do, FFA has really helped you be able to hopefully achieve that goal. So for the adults listening, I've asked every officer member this that I've interviewed. For the adults that are listening, why should they continue to support agriculture education here at Mondovi?
Agriculture education, especially in Mondovi. Mondovi is surrounded by fields, cornfields, soybean fields, and farms, dairy farms, beef farms, chicken farms, all the farms. It's a very agriculturally based community, and without agriculture, where would we be? We wouldn't have clothes, we wouldn't have food. So I think it's very important that not only should adults support the FFA because we're teaching their kids about agriculture, but we also teach them about leadership skills, public speaking skills, like I mentioned earlier. That's really just important skills that you can't always get in a normal classroom setting, but FFA offers that for everybody, not just farm kids, not just agriculture kids, not just show kids. It's for everyone. It's an equal opportunity.
That is Aubrey Marsalek. She is the president of the Mondovi FFA. It's FFA week. I'm Brian Winnekins.
They come from all walks of life, from the largest cities to the smallest communities in America. Young men and women preparing for leadership roles in a host of careers that support American agriculture.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Saluting our local FFA members and chapters during National FFA Week, this FFA salute brought to you by Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up your soft on the potty. Let's just also roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. Our grip is always stocked.
It's our potty mind.
It's cushioning things so our cheeks feel fine.
So what?
Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch, called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv. And start your 7-day free trial now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sometimes I think what turned her on was my old broke down boots. She wanted her. Brought home a bottle of pink Chablis, poured out my best home brew. I was sitting on the porch in my overalls as she packed her things to leave. She changed her mind when she couldn't change me. She changed direction. Sitting on the porch in my said I changed my mind when I couldn't change you. She changed direction, headed back home. She changed her tune, it's all haggard and Jones. Had her dark brown hair pulled back and the bluest eyes you ever seen. She changed her mind when she couldn't change. She's back in my arms. She thought it through, had a change of heart. She said, I guess when you love someone, you just gotta let it be. She changed her mind when she couldn't change me.
Pepin Alma Eagles, from all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right. You could have left the sound out.
Can't hit that corner bar, can't even ride the ropes. Don't know my way around this place, I can't see through the smoke. Pile up every memory, yeah, you took the good with all the bad. Why'd you have to strike that?
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Nate Smith, World on Fire on this Tuesday morning, and good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Reminder, Election Day today. It's the primary election day for the local elections and the spring elections, and not a lot of local elections really going on in the spring primary election, but you can go to myvotewy.gov, find out if you have local elections that you can vote in today. Let's run down today in history for this February 20th today. And on this date in 1792, happy birthday, I guess, to the United States Postal Service, as President George Washington signed the Postal Service Act on this date in 1792. Happy birthday to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, opening on this date in 1872. In New York City. 1895, abolitionist and educator Frederick Douglass died in Washington, D.C. 1944, the Batman and Robin comic strip appeared in newspapers for the very first time. 1962, Godspeed, John Glenn, as astronaut John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth. And one of the things he said when the flight started, he said, the clock is running. And that's something they still say today when they have launches. 1966, Admiral Chester Nimitz passed away at the age of 80. He had commanded the Pacific Fleet during World War II. 1992, actor Dick York, who played the first Darren Stevens in the 1960s TV series Bewitched, passed away at the young age of 63. 1999, famed movie critic Gene Siskel of Siskel and Ebert passed away at the age of 53. In 2003, 100 people were killed after the West Warwick, Rhode Island nightclub The Station burst into flames after a pyrotechnic stunt organized by the heavy metal band Great White went awry. The nightclub was swallowed by flames minutes after sparks shot from the back of the stage as the group kicked off their set. In 2005, author Hunter S. Thompson died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound near Aspen, Colorado. The Fear and Loathing in Vegas writer was 67. 2013, former Illinois Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. pled guilty to campaign finance fraud. He was accused of improperly using $750,000 in campaign funds to live a lavish lifestyle. In 2016, this is just creepy, a 4-inch lock of John Lennon's hair sold for $35,000 at an auction in Texas. Who?
would spend that kind of money for a 4-inch lock of hair. And that's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you by Anibis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer Durand, and Elsevia Co-op.
Looking to upgrade the home appliances? Elsevia Co-op Heating and Cooling features gas and electric ranges, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers from General Electric and Speed Queen. If you need an appliance repair, Elsevia Co-op Heating and Cooling can service all major appliances. Call Elsevia Co-op and ask for Jody Feedy. She'll help you with all of your home appliance needs. Elsevia Co-op, your GE and Speed Queen appliance dealer, Durand.
Milk markets are mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk up 11 to 16.95. April steady at 17.09. May up 4 to 17.51. June steady at 18.03. Meanwhile, live cattle and feeder cattle markets, they are moving up mostly lower as we do have a little bit of a profit taking after the big gains from last week. Now, the markets are attempting to close some of the chart gaps. Hogs, meanwhile, continue to move mostly higher as demand looks good with cash and cutouts once again higher. February live cattle down 30 cents to 184.47. March feeder cattle down $1.25 to 249.77. April hogs up $1.35 to 86.57. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher today. Now, there's talk that there's been aggressive buyers of Brazilian soybeans as Brazilians back from their long carnival festival. Overall, global trade should be more active this week, and that could help U.S. markets. March corn up 3 to 419 and a half. New crop up 3 to 461 and three quarters. March beans up 12 and three quarters to 1185. New crop up 11 and a quarter to 1159 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, March up 11 and three quarters to 572 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, March up 7 and three quarters to 662 and a half.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today as the surge of warmth strikes. Highs will climb into the upper 40s and flirt with 50 degrees today. That'll also happen tomorrow and Thursday with bright and beautiful skies and winds a bit breezy today. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 35.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Gonna be a wild ride. You kissed me like you couldn't get enough. Barely made it out of your drive. Burn a little rubber at the red light. Got a little warning from the blue lights. It's only going on 9 o'clock, but feels more like midnight. We ain't even turned up the radio. Ain't been 2 miles down the road. The way you look at me, baby, I don't know if we even gonna make it to the party. Yeah, we got a whole lot of moonlight left. Already having the time of our lives. And we're just getting started tonight. Girl, you already got the window down.
and you got your seat laid back. Ain't even made it halfway to town, and you're already talking about a six-pack. Already got your shoes off, and you're talking about slipping off. No, we ain't even found your friends, and you already want to get lost. We ain't even turned up the radio. Ain't been 2 miles down the road. The way you look at me, baby, I don't know if we even gonna make it to the party. Yeah, we got a whole lot of moonlight left. Already having the time of our lives, and we're just getting started tonight. Yeah. Ain't had a drink and I'm tore up. Ain't even had a taste of your love. But girl, the crazy thing is, just getting warmed up. We ain't even turned up the radio. Ain't been 2 miles down the road. The way you look at me, baby, I don't know if we even gonna make it to the party. Yeah, we got a whole lot of moonlight left. Already having the time of our lives, and we're just getting started tonight.
Then the times got tough.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
On the rise, was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway, it kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet? And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jordan Davis, Tucson Too Late, and good morning on this Tuesday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Farmer Angel Network of Western Wisconsin will be holding a mental health workshop with the Ellsworth FFA. That's coming up this Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m. That'll be at Ellsworth Middle School. There'll be speaker Jeff Ditzenberger. There'll also be a lunch served as well. This is a free event. Again, it's at the Ellsworth Middle School this Sunday, 1 to 2 p.m. with the Farmer Angel Network of Western Wisconsin. Well, if you love pizza and you go to New York City, hopefully you received a raise to pay for it. New York City has the most expensive pizza in the United States. That, according to the real estate website Cleaver, the average price of a pizza in the city, $28.60. Wow. Chicago came in at second place at $27.68, followed by Orlando at $25.35. Geez, even in Vegas, I can get a pizza for a heck of a lot cheaper than that. Yeah, I'm not going to New York City anytime soon, Chicago or Orlando. And if I want a pizza, I got plenty of places right here in Durand, and it's not going to be that much.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Washed in the blood and raised on the banks of the Mississippi mud. She always had a thing about falling in love with a bad boy. Yeah, they could see it all coming, but her daddy never dreamed she'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean, the way a girl gets.
17, kind of crazy. She's a rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left your daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her. Said I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with amazing grace. We made California live. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. It's easy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Toby Keith and God Lover, 9:58. Thanks to the Mondovi FFA president for joining us this morning as we continue to celebrate National FFA Week. Tomorrow, it's Plum City's turn. And we'll be chatting with the president of the Plum City FFA tomorrow morning at about 9:10 during this National FFA Week. If you missed our interview from this morning, it's now available on our podcast at realcountry1430.com, and just go to the podcast page. You'll find that interview there. Happy National Muffin Day today, as we serve up a delicious celebration packed with flavor and options, too. Bakeries, of course, offer single-serving quick breads in several sizes, from mini bite-sized muffins to jumbo ones to the flavored muffin tops. They also offer a variety of nutritional value. Depending on the ingredients, a muffin can be high in fat and calories, or substitute whole grains, change a few other ingredients, and limit the serving size can increase the nutritional quality of a muffin. One of the favorites muffins in America is the blueberry muffin. Okay.